Final 23 minutes of the show. We'll have another chat about State of Origin right now. He's back from a very successful time over there in the UK, and he's now the assistant coach to Laurie Daly. Nathan Brown, good morning.
Hey, guys.
Good on you, mate. Back in Oz. You're all settled, obviously.
Yeah, mate. No, the family's been very happy, mate. The last 6 months of seeing the sun and getting to the beach has been a little different to the last 6 years. So they're very happy, mate.
Good. Mate, are you happy with what you've seen over the past week as far as New South Wales is concerned?
Yeah, no, it's been good. I suppose the game itself hasn't changed from many years ago as far as the importance of Origin, but when I was involved with Laurie and Gus, but it's definitely, from a media and financial point of view, in the past 6 years since I've been away, it's definitely seemed to have grown a lot again.
Mm. Mate, what's been the main role for you this week?
Oh, basically, Maddie Parrish and Loz have put some things in place which they thought was best to work, and I've probably just provided a little bit of a few tips and maybe one or two other things where I thought they could do things that may be able to help the way they want to do things. And if Laurie was picking the team and he asked me for an opinion, I'd give an opinion. But so I suppose a bit of an advisor or provide a little bit of experience, I suppose.
And what have you been impressed with what you've seen? Are you happy the way the halves have come together and the attack is looking?
Yeah, they're all... Look, the whole thing with the squad is that from every player that's been in camp, I like the fact that they're decent human beings and they're polite to all the staff. And I'm talking the motel staff and...
Yep.
If any fans, I think that's a really, really good start straight away. And the other thing that's impressed me is that every player is trained for every minute of every session. So it gives you a really, really good chance of getting it right on the day. As we know with Queensland, they've all played together for so long now, so they can have a few blokes not trained here and there, and it's going to have probably limited effect. But for New South Wales, having that, getting that flow of training together every day for every minute and no one missing any training is really important for a build-up for a team that haven't played quite as much together.
And I suppose, mate, for the first time as the youngsters, it's about controlling that emotion, not getting overawed or not getting too excited by it, and that's probably part of your role as well.
Well, the young guys, the real bonus to the debutants, if you like to call it, for New South Wales is, I believe they've had the best path to Origin that you can have, and that's by playing consistent football for a period in the NRL and then playing finals football and grand final football. So, we've seen some players over the years sort of get thrust into Origin, in particular for New South Wales, where they might have had 8 or 10 really, really good club games, but they hadn't played at any higher level than that. And then they went into Origin and they struggled and actually can have a bad effect on not only the rest of the year, but it can actually have a bad effect on some players' careers. But, with your Jacksons and Clemmers, they've been... I think Josh Jackson's played in 2 grand finals and Dave Clemmer's played in 1 grand final already. So I think they're as ready as that you can actually get them ready by playing anything other than Origin.
Yeah, plus they've played for their country.
Exactly right. So it's not like they've just been thrown in the deep end. I've got no doubt at all that those guys will not play well because of the fact that they're going to be overawed.
We need them all to rip and tear too, Nathan. Led, I guess, from up front by James Tarmo, quite clear in Aaron Woods. Do you get that impression, they will rip and tear?
I think both sides will be sitting there now thinking that's definitely what's going to happen. And
yeah.
At the end of the day, regardless of what we look at with the backs and the halves, your big numbers generally win the bigger games, and whoever can dominate that ruck and dominate the middle, obviously you get a fair advantage, So, they're all experienced players. As far as Queensland have, they've been there and done a lot before. Obviously, it's been well documented their ageing. But on the New South Wales side, obviously, Woodsy and Jimmy Tamau, they were there last year when we won the series. And and in Andrew Fifita and Dave Clemmie, you've got, two different players, but two very big men who can provide something.
How much time was spent looking at them?
To be honest with you, not a great deal. Loz and Matty had done a little bit of work on Queensland and, we're pretty... I think everyone's pretty confident. We know what Queensland's going to bring to the table. We know they've got their combinations from obviously the Storm club level and Thurston and Inglis and Hodges and those type of combinations and Darius Boyd. They've all played so many Origins and so many Tests together, so they're not going to come out there and do anything dramatically different. I would imagine that, if you watch your first 2 games last year in the third game Queensland actually decided to play football rather than maybe fight and get caught up in all other stuff. And they are a good footy team, so I would expect them to attempt to play a fair bit of footy. But you know, the guys are out there, they're ready for it, and, you know, Loz and Matty got them prepared well.
And, Nath, you personally, mate, I know you've got a unique role with the Storm. You sort of give advice from a distance if required, and you'd be ready to take on a number one position with an NRL club, I'm sure.
Yeah, look, it's I've had a bit of a different journey to coaching, I suppose, but after 6 years in England and 6 years here, I feel, you know, there's nothing like experience to coaching, you know, and I've got a lot of experience now, and I've coached, you know, three different clubs, all clubs, all different in different ways. So the experience is definitely there, and I feel that I'm far more ready now than maybe I was in the past.
Nathan, good to have you back on our shores, mate. And good luck tonight, mate, as well for New South Wales. And I'm sure the preparation, all the I's have been dotted and the T's crossed by all you guys. And good luck.
Cheers, guys.
Well done, mate. Nathan Brown joining us, the New South Wales assistant coach, along with Matt Parrish and Laurie Daly, of course, at the head of that pyramid. And as we mentioned before, 67% of the money has been for Queensland so far. And they are the hot price favourites at $1.75, New South Wales at $2.15.